Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. The Bible tells us that this age in which we live is going to end in a way that many may find surprising, others not so surprising, because they have a very real understanding of the teachings of Scripture. The Bible tells us that this age will end with a great apostasy, that is, a standing off from Jesus. And that's the literal definition of the term apostasy as used by Paul in the New Testament. It doesn't mean that individuals will physically walk away from the visible church or the visible churches that they attend, but it does mean that they will stand off away from Bible doctrine, and particularly the doctrines that have to do with soteriology or salvation. These persons will stand off and away from Jesus because they don't want, they will not receive the love of the truth. And so the Bible tells us that judgment, the judgment of God awaits such persons. They will not submit to the will of God with regard to their lives. And that is that they must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved. So the Bible tells us that, furthermore, that this age is not going to end with a great revival, that is, or a massive revival of people coming into the church. No, on the contrary, the Bible tells us that this age will end with a people following humanism. So I'm going to be reading from 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, which reads, quote, this is the Apostle Paul, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last day. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying his power." Then Paul ends by stating, "Have nothing to do with them," unquote. So please note that Paul is talking about the conditions that will exist within the church, within the churches. He is talking about the attitudes of people who attend church and what their behavior will be like, what they will be doing. So he begins chapter 3 by stating that there will be terrible times in the last days, or in the eschaton, so or demonic times, devilish times. So the devil knows what will happen at the end of this age. Because this age will end, and then we believe that the tribulation will start. And so that 7-year period has to do with judgment. In the Old Testament, it is called the time of Jacob's trouble. And if you want to read more about the tribulation period, you're going to need to read both the book of Daniel and also the Revelation. And there are other numerous Old Testament passages that one will have to read as well as passages, a significant amount of passages in the New Testament as well. So there will be terrible times in the last days. Now, Paul did not write these words in order to frighten believers, but that believers would be aware of what is happening. And so I would like for you to really understand the vast social engineering that is going on these days. And it is incredible, especially out here where I live in California. Many things are going on. Homeless camps are everywhere. And people aren't getting the help they need. And we are living in the midst of a tremendous public health crisis. And the politicians are saying very little about what is actually going on in California. But notice verse 2. People will be lovers of themselves. And here is the beginning of sin, which began with the devil. His heart was lifted up with pride. And notice also that in the last days, people will love themselves and instead of the living Christ. The Bible tells us in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Christ gave his life for mankind. And I want you to see, and so here we have the living contrast of what Christ has done, his selflessness, his selfless act of giving himself. Notice, people will be lovers of themselves. And so what follows after this, in verse 2, after Paul makes this statement, is there is a flow therefrom. Look what flows from self-love. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, lovers of money. Then he goes on, boastful. Paul will also say that the love of money is the root of all evil. The Bible does not teach that money is the root of all evil. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, this is what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and hurtful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. This is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is the root or a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. People, Jesus himself said that we cannot serve God and mammon. It is interesting the many times Jesus spoke about money and what a trap it can be for people. So please understand what the Bible is telling us here. After Paul says that people will be lovers of money, he writes, they will be boastful of things that they do not possess, boastful of that they do not have. And yet, so the boasts are empty, without merit, and without foundation. They will be proud. The Bible tells us that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So they will be abusive. And just notice the negative character traits that will exist among individuals in the last days. And why? Well, you see, people are going to be engaged in the flesh. They will follow the ways of the flesh. They will perform the energia or the energy of the flesh in their lives. And so these individuals aren't going to be happy. They're going to be very, very miserable. And their lives are going to be unproductive spiritually. They're going to be disobedient to parents. That's self-explanatory. Ungrateful. See a lot of this in the lives of people. And one can see it in their eyes, in their demeanor, in their actions. Where they speak, they're not thankful for God's many blessings in their lives. And so this is very easy to spot. Then Paul says they are unholy. And then verse 3, Paul says they're without love, without natural affection, without natural affection. Just think about this. It's talking about hearts that are callous. Hearts that are callous. They are unforgiving. And Stanford University, I think it's still in existence, has the Forgiveness Project. Check that out. It is very worthwhile. And you will learn a lot about the importance of forgiveness and what forgiveness is. How pivotal and vital it is in our lives. Slanderous, using slander to ruin the character of others, slandering others. Slander is a very heinous and vicious sin without self-control. And so this is another very important characteristics that's found in those who are filled with the Spirit, because the Spirit provides self-control. These persons will have no self-control, and so therefore they will be brutal, not lovers of the good. It will be treacherous, rash, and conceited. Just think about what these lives would be like. Lovers of pleasure rather than pleasures should be plural rather than lovers of God. Having a form or more faith. Having an outward form of godliness but denying its power. So there's the form of godliness, but the content is there. So they have form without content. And therefore their lives are ineffective spiritually. And so Paul writes, have nothing to do with them. Stand off from these individuals because they will do nothing but pollute and contaminate your life. So if you get an opportunity, please read this passage. It will be very important for you to read, and it will be worth your while. And think very carefully and seriously about what Paul has written for us. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. I wonder.